I'm not sure how many are tuning in. Cutting the note on James Russell. James, J-A-M-E-S, Russell, R-U-S-S-E-R-L. Birthday 12/22/56. Visit, office visit 1/4/23. Patient referred here today by the further evaluation because of continued pain. With limited relief from medications he's been taking. By attorney, patient involved in NDA on 12/12, struck by an intersection as described before, seen 2 days later, and seen 1 week ago. Without ER evaluation, was advised to go to the hospital the last visit because of the further evaluation, additional x-rays, but instead, but has not gone. Patient states he continues to have pain in his lower back. Left lower, on the left lower side. Also, there's some discomfort to right chest. Still getting better. Mostly concerned about low back pain. Taking Vicodin pain pill, 7.5 milligrams twice a day, given by his regular doctor. Has history of hypertension, diabetes, mellitus, hyperlipidemia, arthritis in his hips. Has a pacemaker, has a neck fusion, coronary bypass in May of last year. Has multiple medications, including metformin, lisinopril, insulin, trazodone, cholesterol pill, poor heart medicines, multivitamin, and hydrocodone, allergy medications, and reflux medications. This is a chart. Evaluation today reveals 1+ tenderness to left, excuse me, to right, inferior paralumbar area, 1+ tenderness to right inferior costal margin, general, and with pain to right back with elevation of with straight leg raising at 70 degrees without radiation. Remainder of physical exam, including dual appearance, and no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck with minimal tenderness, with restricted range of motion post-fusion. lungs, clear all stage percussion, heart rate, rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft without DNA or vaginas, neuropsychiatric within normal limits. Impression, follow-up MVA with minimal neck injury, low back injury, and contusion to right chest. Because of continued complaints of pain, patients and patient was given an injection of dexamethasone with prescription for Madrol dose pack. Advised may cause some elevation of blood sugar, but blood sugar has been reported to be running slightly elevated above 100. Was also given prescription for Flexeril 10 milligrams, which he has taken in the past. In addition, because of continued pain, patient was given this pain medication. Vicodin's dose was increased from 7.5 milligrams twice a day to 10 milligrams to take as needed for pain. Advised to continue limited activity with moist heat to back. To follow up in 2 weeks, if patient continues to have low back pain without clearing, will need to be referred for MRI and consideration of physical therapy. Impression, follow-up MVA with minimal neck injury, low back sprain, with possible disc injury, contusion in the right chest with costochondritis resolving. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.